Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we'll be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about the treatment of diabetes. We have seen from the last talk about diabetes that it is a very complicated disease which is present over the whole world. Once someone has diabetes, one cannot get rid of it. The goal is not cure, but controlling the side effects of the disease. The key question is, how can we control the side effects of diabetes? Other important questions are related to treating the main side effects of diabetes, namely to the organs of the eye, kidney, heart, and blood vessels, and the nerves of the body, especially the legs. Many people in Africa have diabetes. Further, Africans appear to be doing what the rest of the world is doing, that is, exercising less and eating more, both of which make diabetes worse. Grace was a 42-year-old woman who had just been diagnosed with diabetes. She actually did not feel bad at all. She was diagnosed when she went to the doctor to be evaluated for some pain in her chest. The chest pain turned out to be nothing. However, the doctor did some blood work, which showed a high blood sugar, and the repeating fasting blood sugar was also elevated. The blood sugar was not too elevated, but she clearly had a high blood sugar. The doctor referred her to a specialist in diabetes. Grace was very concerned and talked to many of her neighbors. She found out that many of them either had diabetes or had other friends or relatives who had diabetes. They encouraged her to go see the diabetic specialist. When she went to see this specialist, he told her just a few very important things. First was that diabetes was not curable. Second, he told her that the recent studies in 1992 and 1994 showed that though diabetes cannot be cured, it can be controlled. Further, if the blood sugar level was controlled to normal, she was told that the risk of kidney, eye, artery, heart, and nerve damage can be reduced as much as 60%. Grace was very encouraged. Diabetes is a very major disease. However, diabetes is not the cause of sickness and disease. The real cause of illness in the world is sin. The Bible says, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, which is the first book of the Bible and talks about the beginning of the world, that when man sinned, disease and sickness entered into the world. This is important because it shows that sin and not diabetes is the real cause of disease and sickness in the world. If this is the case, then dealing with sin is far more important than dealing with diabetes, though helping people with diabetes is important. However, what are the results of sin in this world? The Bible says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. What does this mean? Each of us receives a wage or income when we work. The wage or income of sin is death. Some may say that it is not too bad. However, the Bible says that the result of death is not the end of life. The Bible speaks of a life after we die, eternal life or eternal living death or hell. The Bible tells the following story. The kingdom of heaven will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of these servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I know that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 25:14-30. What does this story mean, and does it relate to diabetes? First, the main point of the story is that of ownership and responsibility with what we have been given by God. Some of us have been blessed with a lot of money from God. Some of us have been given great talent, like playing the piano or violin or a sport. Some of us have been given a great place in life, like being president of a company or mayor of a city. Some of us have been given great health in life. Some of us have been given disease and illness. However, regardless of what God has given us, we are responsible for that gift of life. This is the main point of the story. However, another main point of the story is that those who ignore the gifts God has entrusted to them is in danger of being thrust forever after they die into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is an eternal darkness. This is the result of sin. Sin is simply ignoring what God wants us to do. As is the case in this story, God clearly gives us responsibility and instructions. Ignoring these responsibilities and instructions carries with it severe eternal consequences. However, we can learn to treat our diabetes well. How do we do this? There are several primary ways to do this. First is the use of diet and exercise. This is the most important way to control diabetes. How is it done? First is to cut back to the total amount of food eaten to between 1,500 to 1,800 calories per person per day. This is probably less than most people eat, but it is enough to live on. Eating smaller amounts at meals, eating less fat, drinking less alcohol, and eating more fruits and vegetables can primarily do this. Second is to exercise more. One should at least walk or run or ride a bike 20 to 30 minutes 3 times a week to have benefit. Also, one should also work hard to lose weight. Excess weight can cause one to become a diabetic more easily. After controlling diet, exercising, and losing weight, medical treatment can be used. More advances have been made in medical treatment of diabetes in the 1990s than in any other decade of the past several hundred years. Thus, this is a good time for diabetics to be alive. There are 2 main medical treatments which can be offered. First are pills, which can be taken for diabetes to control the blood sugar. The doctor will know which pills are best for you. Second is insulin. Insulin is more commonly used for children with diabetes. However, adults may also use insulin as well for controlling their diabetes, though insulin is used less regularly with adults with diabetes. Often a patient may take 1 or more medicines for controlling their diabetes. Patients may also take pills and insulin together to control their diabetes. There are several laboratory measurements which may be out of a normal range at the time of the diagnosis, which is important to evaluate. Patients with diabetes are more prone to heart disease and strokes. Thus, it is important at the outset of the diagnosis of diabetes to check a person's cholesterol. If the cholesterol is elevated, then it needs to be treated as well as the blood sugar. Lowering this cholesterol will help lower the chances that diabetes will cause heart attacks or strokes. A second laboratory value is protein in the urine. All persons have a small amount of protein in their urine. They cannot see this protein, but it is there. Over time, diabetes can have a significant effect on the kidney if the blood sugar is not controlled. The result of this effect is that over time, the kidney will start leaking larger amounts of protein. It is this leaking of protein which is the problem. The average person in the world will progress to total kidney failure after 9 years after starting to leak protein in their urine, that is, from their kidneys. Can this be prevented and treated, that is, the spilling of protein in the urine? Yes, it can. By controlling the diabetes to normal, the chance of a person getting kidney damage from diabetes is significantly reduced. Second, if even after a patient gets kidney damage from diabetes and protein spillage, if the diabetes is controlled to normal, then the progression of the kidney damage is also reduced. There is also some other medicines which can be used to prevent the progression of kidney damage in patients in diabetes. You can ask your doctors about these medicines. These medicines are currently available in China. Finally, diabetes can affect the nerves in the leg so that a person with diabetes cannot feel if they are burned. This is a very serious problem as many diabetics in the world, Africans included, have this problem and in time it can lead to leg amputations. What can be done? Again, controlling the blood sugar to normal is the most important thing to do, whether by diet, exercise, or medications. Let us go back to the story in the earlier part of this broadcast. How can one not be cast into eternal darkness? That is a very good question. First, the Bible says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. A man named Paul wrote this about 2,000 years ago. What does this mean? We are saved from the eternal darkness and hell by a gift from God, and this gift is faith. There is nothing we can do to earn this gift. It is because of God's grace. Grace is simply God's unmerited favor. The Bible in another place says, "For God showed his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5, 8. Even while we did wrong and went against God, he still loved us and wanted to save us from our sins. What an amazing story. What a great love for us. What can we do about this? We can respond in faith to what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. When he died to bear our sins so that we might have eternal life, he took our sins upon himself so that we would not be thrown into eternal darkness. What can you do right now? You can pray the following prayer. Dear Lord, I know that I have done wrong and I'm a sinner. I know that I have deliberately gone my own way. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take my sins and the sins of the world upon himself, and that he rose from the dead to show that he has conquered sin and death. I repent of those sins and ask you to come into my life and live. If you have prayed this prayer, then you are a child of God and will live forever. Congratulations.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.